Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this Thanksgiving Sunday. Our sermon's title comes in the form of a question, and that question is this. Thankful? Are you thankful? Based on our gospel reading from Luke 17, the story, the account of the 10 healed lepers, finding our theme in verse 15, which reads, "Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his feet, he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan." You'll look in vain in your sermon, in your bulletin for a sermon outline, as is our custom, because today I want to speak to you this sermon in the personage of one of the lepers that Jesus healed. So, let me introduce myself this morning. My name is Tobias. I was healed by Jesus on that wonderful day, and I want to share my story with you. I had a very normal childhood, as people here today have. Myself, my brother, my sister, my parents, I grew up, I went to school. We live in a place called Samaria. It's in the northern part of Israel, right next to Galilee, where all the Jewish people live. Now, we were Samaritans. And it's kind of hard to explain what a Samaritan is, but let me give it a try. Once, we were all Jewish people. But back during the Assyrian invasion and Assyrian exile and captivity of 722 B.C., many of my forefathers and foremothers were put into captivity, and they intermarried with people not of their faith, not of their race. They intermarried with Assyrians and some Canaanites in the land. And as time went on, I guess you can say, we who ended up being called Samaritans lost our Jewish distinctiveness. We were considered by many to be half-breeds. It was the southern Jews in the kingdom who especially saw us and accused us of turning our back on God. And they treated us that way too. The prophet from the south, Hosea, said that God was upset with us because we had defiled ourselves with unbelievers, even adopting their gods, and we did. We put up two golden cows and we worshiped them. Can you believe it? We were stubborn and went our own ways. But time went on and I grew up like a child did. Became a teenager. I discovered girls. Things were going well in my life. Then I got a good job. I worked as a carpenter in the city. I was really good at my job as a carpenter. A real good carpenter was I. And people from all over came and brought their work to me. When I was 20, I got married. When I was 25, I had three beautiful children. But one day, I began to notice a strange tingling sensation in my hands. And it seemed to get worse as time went on. It began even to spread up my arms. I woke up one morning and noticed a red splotch on my forehead. I was afraid it could be leprosy. By this time, I had lost all feeling in my hands. I couldn't work anymore. So I went to the priest, as the law of God said, and he looked at me and said those words I'll never forget. Those awful words. He said, "You are unclean." I wasn't sure what that meant. So then he read to me from the law of God, Leviticus 13. Let me read it to you. "The person with such an infectious disease must wear torn clothes, uncover his head, cover the lower part of his face, and cry out, 'Unclean! I'm unclean!' As long as the infection remains, he is unclean. He must live alone outside the camp." What? This meant I couldn't see my wife or my children any longer. I had to live alone. They quickly pushed me outside of the city. I had to live with the other lepers right next to the town garbage dump. They didn't even let me say goodbye to my family. I couldn't believe it. My whole life had been ripped away. I cursed God. How could He do this to me? How could He take my life away? I started to think, what do I have to be thankful for? I had some food, a small shelter, a cave in the hillside by the garbage dump. But everybody else around me seemed to have so much more. They had their family. They had good food. They had all the luxuries of life. And all I had was this existence. Have you ever thought that way? Have you ever looked around and compared yourself with others and said, I wish I had what they had? I even thought that God was punishing me. I wasn't thankful for anything. Not a doggone thing. What was there to be thankful for, I thought. By this time, I had no feelings in both my arms and part of my legs. Time went on in this slow, hellish, awful way to die. I hadn't seen my family in almost 3 years. I never got to see my little children grow up. I was kicked out of my home. What was there to be thankful for? I couldn't even work anymore in my trade as a carpenter. I lost my job. I lost my life. Everybody around me in the leper colony was dying, and I was dying. What purpose did I have? Why did I bother to go on? That's how I lived my life for almost 3 years. I turned my back on God. I didn't think He even cared. Well, let me ask you, what do you think in times in your life when things are bad? I was lonely. I mean, sure, there were others around me, other lepers. But you know, you can be surrounded by hundreds of people and still feel alone. Have you ever felt like that? Then one day, we heard rumors that were spreading quickly about a man who was coming near where we lived. Apparently, he was healing the sick and raising the dead. Oh, yeah, right. Raising the dead, come on. Only God can raise the dead and heal the sick. And if He was doing that, why hadn't He healed me? But we thought we had nothing to lose. In fact, we could get into a lot of trouble for going out in the public as lepers. But it was worth a try. So 10 of us went off to see this man. His name was Jesus. Maybe you've heard of him. We got close and we saw this man. We yelled at the top of our lungs, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. He stopped and looked at us. He looked at me right in the eye and he said, go. Show yourself to the priests. We all got up and began to run into the city. And believe it or not, I couldn't believe it. As we ran, our leprosy left us. The other guys kept going. For some reason, I stopped. Jesus had healed my sickness. He had given me my life back. I wanted to say thank you. So I ran back to him where I met him on the road. I threw myself at his feet, my tears covering his precious feet, and I thanked him. Oh, I thanked him. Then Jesus asked me this question. Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one been found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? He was talking about me, the Samaritan guy. Then he touched my shoulder. Do you know that no one had touched me for 3 years? But Jesus touched my shoulder and he said, my son, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Later I came to understand that this faith I never had before. But he gave me this faith to trust and believe in him. And I wanted to follow him. I really did. But I remember he told me, go tell the priest. So I told the priest. Then I was so excited, I ran home and celebrated my family. I hugged my wife and kissed my children. I wanted to follow him. But he was gone. And then sometime later, I heard that this kind and loving and gentle Jesus was put to death on a cross. And that 3 days later, he returned from the death to show his disciples that he was alive. And when I heard this, I knew that Jesus had done something far more than just physically heal me. He gave me a whole new life. And when I saw how his life unfolded, something inside of me, I guess it was that faith he gave me, told me that he truly was the Son of God. And because of his death and resurrection, I am saved. My sins are forgiven. My place in heaven is secured. Me, a leper, a Samaritan, an outcast, Jesus came to save me. If he didn't die on the cross and rise from the grave, there wouldn't be any hope. But this loving and caring Jesus gave up his life for you and for me and for all. And he didn't just die, he rose for all, including you. He changed all of our lives that day on the cross. And if he could save an outcast like me, he can save all of you as well. I'm so thankful that I met Jesus that day. Not just because he healed me, and I'm grateful for that, but because he gave me something even more, saving faith in him. I had turned my back on God, but when Jesus gave me that faith, my heart came home to God again. You can have that same faith too. We're all saved because he saved us. I guess that's what he meant when he said, arise, your faith has healed you. It's not the strength of our faith. It is the strength of our Savior in whom we put our faith. I look back at everything now in my life and I wonder if things would have been different if I hadn't gone back to say thank you. Now I see the other nine guys, the other nine healed lepers on the streets. I see them almost every day. But there's something different about them. I mean, they're living, but that seems to be it. They don't seem to have that spark that I have in my life. You know what I mean? You know people like that who are living, but all they're really doing is existing. I look back on what I had to be thankful for, even when I was a leper. And I have to say, even during that time, when I didn't think it, God was taking care of me. I didn't starve. I wasn't cold. God never left me. In fact, now I look back and see God was taking care of me, preparing me for that very day when I would meet Jesus. And I can't think of anything more important for you to be thankful for on this Thanksgiving Day, but that Jesus has come to you to love you like he loved me. Now, there are still times when I wonder if God even cares. But then I think back to the cross and what he did there for me. And I know he cares. There are still times when I wonder if I have anything to give thanks for, because like you and me, sometimes life is just tough. It's hard. But I can look at the cross and be thankful, because there he gave me something to be truly thankful for. His love, the forgiveness of my sins, and the gift of heaven. The best thing I ever did in my life was go back to my Lord and say these two simple words. Thank you. It changed my life forever. I know what happened to me. So I'm here today to tell you, and please listen to me now. I'm here today to tell you, don't miss out on the chance to say thank you. Today or tomorrow need not be that one day of the year you set aside called Thanksgiving. Because of Jesus, every day is Thanksgiving Day. In the name of Jesus, who healed me and loved me and loves you too. Amen.